get you. I got some dingbat in there at the register. I come back up with the roll of yellow tape I wanted, and I'd already given her my receipt with the orange tape. And I said, I just want to swap it. And she, oh, I can't do that. And I said, well, what do you want to do? Well, I said, credit my credit card for the other one. Oh, I already did that, and I gave you the receipt. I said, no, you didn't. You give me the receipt I just handed you. And, oh, well, I guess I did. So then she credited my card and then charged it for the new roll. It's high enough as it is, about $7 a roll.
Not the cheap stuff. That's the good stuff. Oh, and I'm trying to get through this, get down on Interstate 85 here at the 290, and since they've got all this road construction going on here, and they took the left lane and they closed left turn lane to get on the interstate and shut it down, and they're doing something else to it, and they made the next lane over, which was one of the two straight ahead lanes, made it the left turn lane, and now they've opened the other lane over, so it's now another straight ahead lane. So they've got us all going all kinds of different directions, and I got a feeling that to get through and get down on the interstate is going to take me about three red lights before I get through either, get through this intersection.
Well, we stopped at that real good donut shop, which we don't usually do, and got us a couple of donuts apiece and have one today and one tomorrow. Man, they make fantastic donuts there, Rusty.
I'll have to find that place over there and try it out sometime. And all, I got a couple of places over here I go now that are got good donuts and things, so. Oh, and let's see. That's one green light I've got. I was sitting at the red, so I figure I've got two more red lights before I finally get on the interstate. Oh, well. Well, did they get it all straight? They give you your money back for the old roll and charge you for the new one, or did they just charge you for the new one and now you're going to have to pay for it twice?
That's exactly what they were trying to do, but she wasn't doing it on purpose, of course. She was blonde. What can I say? So, anyways, that's at Edwards Road on Wade Hampton, and there's a CVS pharmacy on the left, and this would be on your right. And it's in a little shopping center there. And there's a Truist, if you ever heard of that, T-R-U-I-S-T bank there on the corner, and that's a 7-Eleven, isn't it? On the other corner, CVS and 7-Eleven. And I just can't say enough about them. They make fantastic donuts of all kinds, except they don't make cinnamon rolls anymore very much because he says they don't sell. And oh my, they make a beautiful cinnamon roll. But she, the lady there said, we always have some left over at the end of the day, so he doesn't want to make them. And I think they're from Laos or someplace like that, but really nice people.
A good place, and I'll have to find my way over to that place one day. I think I have an idea where you're talking about there. I've got a guy trying to get in line behind me, and he almost got his rear end smacked with a car coming in the next lane, and that would have been car against truck, pickup truck, and I think with the pickup truck with its frame and the ladder rack and everything else on the back of it, it would have won that that little collision there.
Your mama. Well, they put Manisha's injections in horizontally this time instead of vertically with the spine. And it sounded like she got the same thing I did, but nothing ever bothers her. And they made me sicker than a dog. And he said he'd never heard of that, but they sure did, didn't they, Mom?
Yes. He did. Hi, Rusty.
Well, you too, T-Mobile. You better say that. Keep everybody happy. Well, hopefully the shots will make you feel better and everything will do better. And you'll be better off for a while anyway. And my sister's dealing with all of her therapy sessions now, so they finally got movement in her arm and she's able to lift it a lot higher. And now they're going to start all the strength building exercises now as part of the therapy. So she's being treated, and she was going, let's see, she did 5 days a week for a number, for several weeks, and now she's going 3 days a week, and they've just added three more weeks onto that, so she's got five more weeks of 3 days a week. So hopefully that'll get her arm up and moving and get her strength built back up on it. Tom, W2T.
In physical therapy, don't work anymore. And I think it's a really good thing if you can tolerate it. But extremely painful for me, and they just didn't want to do it anymore. So that was out. I didn't think this time that it would work. It's been a couple years ago that they sent me to it, but it was too much like chiropractic, I guess you would say, and I'm just too beat up for that.
I go to a chiropractor, and they take an x-ray of me, and then they take one look at that and say, nope, can't help you. And I say, okay. And I'll even though they'll send me to them and have me checked out. Like I said, the chiropractor will take the x-ray, and he'll say, ain't no way I'm going to mess with that. So, you know, sorry about that. And he'll send his report back to my doctor, and then we'll go another direction. So, anyway. Well, I see like a rescue squad down here on the entrance to the interstate over there parking lot. At least that's what it looks like anyway. I told you it'd be three red lights. Well, this is the third one, so hopefully I'll make it on the next one and get to make my turn and get down on the interstate.
Well, this guy was Dr. Hall, and he seems a little more compassionate, and they injected a needle first, and then they follow it up with the steroid, and Bernice said she could feel the steroid and the pressure going in, but they said they were taking pictures at the same time, and that guy, they didn't take no pictures of mine. They just jammed four shots in my back, and he didn't wait for it to deaden any time. He just stuck one in and then stuck the other one in, and felt like it was about 6 inches long. So his name was Atkinson, and he doesn't reside there any longer, so I might take a chance and have him refer me to him. I hate to go through that. I've been through enough doctors. I'm not crazy about getting anything done anymore if I don't have to.
I go unless I have to, but, you know, there are points when it feels like you have to sometimes, so. I'll tell you what, all these heavy trucks going across this bridge, making this whole bridge bounce. You can feel it. And they're digging up the section where the two middle lanes were now so they can pour new concrete for that and re-strengthen it and everything else. So it's a mess, and, you know, you feel all of this stuff as you go along and everything's going. So, I hope everything goes better for her, and that next time you go, you'll get a doctor that can do something for you and will listen to what you have to say. That's the one thing I like about my family doctor. He listens to what I have to say about what's hurting me and what's not hurting me and way things are going. So it's like that. He does listen, which is good. There are some that don't. So anyway, and looks like they got all traffic kind of backed up down here a little bit, making this turn on the interstate. Let me put the radio down for a minute. W2G.
This is Angel TR. Okay, Rusty, I'll let you go then. We're getting ready to turn down the big hill here, so not far from our QTH anyways. Hope you have a good day, and we'll get you fixed up with your stomach and talk to you later. W2T and 0TR is clear.
Hi, Tom. I'm able to get on the interstate now. It wasn't blocked. The truck that I thought was blocking this lane was actually off the road, so it did not. It's allowed me to get on. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T Mobile.